stay right up front. Probably call me. So, and focus, tell yourself about gardening, caring, food. That because this is something we really hurry put on the forefront. Our own artists of a better way to start establishing that. Now this, you know, growing your own food. If you don't know how to feed, you never have any kind of food. Establish it and say so. That's what we're going to be talking about. The number is 657-06. Talking about going. Has anyone out there listening maybe didn't have a gardener and then tried gardening? Wanted what that that's far as the ease of the food, that's just like bomb itself. But what else you get for a day in the process? Body, but it's soul. The light eye of the motor trail, try to take from you whatever else come into your life. Know that no more feeling than knowing you think. Those who have a garden, four of them are showing up so that we are preparing for some goal personal also. This is why good, better for you. You know where it comes from, you know who. That's really practical. It's so much all that start. They know, like myself, back out in that garden, lost that feeling, buy that, learn that good, and that spiritual soul. We won with God. I'm not sound silly, but that's a lot that actually won with God. It speak of how things, stars, water, and all that. That's what you do. The rain, light, or enough from it. That's the power. That is feeling like God told you gardening, calling. Actually, what you're going to plant, you're going to grow. That's it. Wherever you are, you have to know and learn, discover what grows best for you. So all of this stuff goes together. Everybody feel better when they garden. They are here. Okay, on our last show, fellow gardener, sharing his business off that show. A lot of callers that. So because probably bubbly couldn't wait. Quite a few times to wait to start. be gone. Don't have him with us today, but important enough, helpful enough. Get out. Start. A couple of things look at. I feel, especially for black people, shy away from gardening because you get it. All of these people have a tendency to shy away from it, but I want to. 24 minutes. Fired. What the slavery was, what the slavery part of it, knowing how go from horticulture, like a booming, organic food, booming, the whole thing of freshness, failing, booming. They have books after book about how to cook and how to cook. I mean, you just name it. Multi-billion dollar business. That's my place. And this is how I'm asking to look at it. It is a way to do something that you can design and you can specify family, think, cycle, goal, however much you want, however little, and supply your family with what they want while you in your pocket. That's not true. That's wisdom. It's intelligence. You look at maybe buying frozen broccoli. Knows how long it's been frozen. I have to eat frozen broccoli. But for, you know, a person who's never had fresh broccoli, it tastes just fine. Just that. Have you ever tasted food? I don't care if you go to the best grocery store, sign said fresh broccoli, $3.99, salt, however it goes, because I don't have to use that very terminology. But I don't care if they can call it fresh, they can call it open air market fresh, they can call it whatever they want. Not the same as true fresh food. Now, fresh broccoli is when you go out of your door, go over into your garden, pop that head of broccoli off, and go in the house, sit off. That's what a piece of fresh broccoli is. And unfortunately, we have never had that experience. So we don't even realize how old and how much nutritional value is lost that we buy from the grocery store. So you actually get a whole lot more money than you need on broccoli. Buy a broccoli seed dollars or a broccoli plant for maybe a couple of dollars, and you can have broccoli per plant. I mean, I don't know how much broccoli you can get because it's just not the one head, because you don't garden, you won't know that. But it's just not the one head, but it's other sprouts of broccoli. So this is the wisdom, the knowledge that we want to look at in gardening. So like I said, that it tastes good, but mathematically, how it adds up so much better. If you got young children, they will absolutely be interested. heart. I mean, children just are drawn because they're so such godly little creatures that they're drawn to that garden and being digging into the earth and planting self-growth. And statistically, it shows that when a child grows something, happy. Because it's just a whole fun idea to them that they planted it, and it's true. Now we get to eat those to them, and even if it's something that they really don't know about or don't know if they like, they'll like it because they had something getting it to them. So there are just so many advantages in having and establishing your own garden. Number again. And we are talking about growing food, gardening, psychological benefits, and physical benefits that it really just can't. You might think, well, I don't have time. So we all, you know, we have our jobs. But I tell you, once you get started, it's really not that hard to maintain a spot. And if it's your first time getting started, I encourage you, don't jump in with both feet. You know what to do. But if you're just starting and you want to see how it goes, I encourage you to do a small little area and plan a few things and see how that grows. And I guarantee you, next week, you'll want to increase that space. Because you will see how really it doesn't, it does take consistency. That you can do, be consistent at it more than time. Caller, are you there? And if you are, tell us your name. Comment today. Caller with the last four of
them. Hello.
You are on the air.
Hello. Hi, Pastor. How you doing, Pastor Cheryl? Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Can you
hear me? No, it's broken. Let me take this thing out. Okay, go ahead.
Can
Hello?
You hear me?
Now I can. I had that headpiece in my ears. So much for that.
Can you
What's
give
the topic
us your name?
This evening, Pastor Cheryl? You know, I'm just coming off the other station, so I don't know what you all are talking about this evening. Okay. See you, Dick. Hello?
Conversation.
Yeah, what's your topic this evening?
We're talking about gardening. The values of the benefits.
The values of?
Gardening, growing your own food.
Oh, gardening. Oh, yeah, the healthy aspects of life. Living off the land instead of off of process, all this process stuff. Well, what is your thought on that, Pastor Cheryl? I didn't hear you today because I just tuned in just now.
I was
Hello?
Just saying all the benefits that it has, psychological, monetary, health-wise, and how it's in a close place with God, because we're actually what God did, how he performed and spoke things, created all of that is in us, that's been
mm-hmm.
set in us.
We're going to be able to get more use out of it when they stop putting all this lead and all these pollutants in the land and destroying the green herbs and such. So prayerfully, there's some more legislation that's going to come forth that's going to combat that process and get rid of some of these additives and things that they're selling, substituting things, and we can get back into healing again through the land versus all these other substitutes. All right, I can barely hear you, so I'm going to hang up because I can barely hear you, Pastor Shirley. So go forth. Keep doing your good work. God bless you and have a good evening.
Thank you. Yeah, with that, the more we work the land, a lot of times that's the soil and not as productive and not as healthy as it is, but they're not work sitting there. Whereas the little varmints, but soil gets rid of a lot of it. But when you don't, soil just sit there and pack and pack and pack. It does basically make the soil thicker, coarser. So, and that's people putting things in the soil. There are negative, dumping, all kind of things that affect. But the weapon to combat it, that is turned over. Those things that come against it will easily or easily pass rather than getting stuff in it. The system. So I that dirt around us. Do what God has commanded us to do. God knew that it was going to be companies to dump oxen and oil, but he still said that his original plan all time. Still sufficient. We have to follow it. Number 5, 7, 8, 6, 1, 3. And again, we're talking about your health. We're talking about your family, about your knowledge. We're talking about your mental health, your monetary health. We're talking about that by means of garden. That's what a garden will do. It will make you whole. Those who are leave the word or know the word. We came from the earth. The earth has all that we need. Dirt supplies us what we need. I have seen different things where they showing like cosmetic products or whatnot. They have carbon. All of that stuff comes from the soil, from the dirt. Grow your food. Eat that food that comes from that. That's how your body. That's the so-called grocery store fresh food. By the time that food gets all of that, if it was ever in the dirt, first of all, because some of the stuff definitely hit dirt. But it's in the dirt for any period of time and grown from the dirt. All of those nutrients that it should have are lost because by the time they cut it down, ship it, freeze it, can it, whatever they got to put heat on it, then package it up and then ship it. By the time you do all of that, there's really not very much. No value, little to none, in the food. This is why, also, we have to eat so much of a thing in order to get the nutrients out of it. Where one strawberry grown naturally close to home in your garden might give the antioxidants that a strawberry from the store, the whole package of strawberries from the store. And it's because the strawberries are close to their source. Like a strawberry, and it tastes like a strawberry. I started gardening. It's a lot of don't taste like what they really supposed to taste like. It's sort of like the zoo. You know how you go to the zoo and you see all the different or alligator, but you actually see one in its natural habitat, you may not even recognize it because it looks like that animal that they have caged up in, not in its natural surroundings. It doesn't get its natural, its ability to make. I really want you to see that. That we suffer with because the food we eat does not have any of the nutrients that we need to put back in our body. Science says that our cells renew every 7 years. So if that's so, why are we so sickly? I tell you, it's because the cell is regenerating, but it's regenerating poorly, regenerating broke down because we're not putting back in our body what we need to make that cell turn over and be as good as the original one. So every time it turns over, it's a weaker and weaker and weaker cell. This will help combat that. You know that we can't maybe eat everything we like to eat that way, but the majority of the things that we eat, because most of us eat the same thing over and over. It's not like we need to every vegetable that there is, we don't eat every vegetable. But if it's, most of us eat the same thing over and over again. So those are the things that will grow in Ohio, that will grow in your yard, that will grow in this soil. So for black people, for the most part, greens, cabbages, broccoli, carrots, you know, onions, potatoes, things like that. Yeah, yam, yeah, right in your yard. So, and there will be a lot more potent. That's the word I've been looking for. There will be a lot more potent than they bought yam in out of the store with them. I don't care how many fresh things you put up, it ain't fresh. It got you thinking it's fresh. Some of the stuff they even put coloring in. So to look fresh. The idea, fresh look, we really know what fresh look like. So a fresh yam may not even look like the one in the store, but never saw one fresh, so you don't know. And please don't think that the government could not serve you that healthy. They will and they do. So don't think that you're being taken care of. Which is something, another subject. You got to stop looking for other people to take care of. They're mad, they don't do right by you. This is a very simple thing. I owe you some food. Relying on a program. Garbage. The worst. That you have to quit, and I might get in trouble for saying this, you have to quit being so lazy about attending to ourselves and taking care of ourselves, supplying our needs. Nobody has responsibility to supply. God made us so that each individual supply outside of Him responsible. It's important. Go ahead, caller, with your name and with where you're from.
Yes. My name is Al Porter, calling from Cleveland.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say I think it's a definite blessing that I'm off work as early as I am on a Friday, because to hear what you just said is so important, because to make it very straight to the point, when it comes to politicians, or I'll say politics as a whole, and I'll take the presidential election right now, instead of looking at other values and all of that, it's kind of sad that a lot of people who are voting because the first thing they say is that, oh, well, I got to just vote for so-and-so because they going to cut me off of food stamps or this, that, and the other. And that, to me, is like one of the, and I'm not saying that social programs aren't important, but it's like if that's the only thing you're basing it on, it's almost scary that, from my estimation and my own opinion, we're in for a rude awakening, because as the country goes and becomes more unstable, a lot of those programs are going to go anyway. And when they do happen, I do pray for all those around, because instead of people standing up more for themselves, they're going to start rioting and doing other things and theft and everything like that, because they're not trying to expand their horizon to either A, open their own business, or B, take care of their own area or neighborhood or certain things like that. And the reason that I find that very important is I'm going to say it like this, and I'll leave it off. Pastor Thompson made a very, very valid point, I believe, a year and a half ago, when he had come through to another function that we were having before Black on Black Crime started. And he talked about how... Hello?
I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to... So I know you're there, and as soon as the gentleman gets through, I'm going to get you. What is your name, sir? Al Porter, is that you?
Yeah, this is Al Porter right here. I was waiting for another caller, but...
Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. I'll make it quick. But Pastor Thompson, he made a very valid point about if we're going to have office or meeting somewhere, make sure I'm block neighborhood, clean outside. You start having other people around there notice what you're doing, and then it becomes a beacon of light for them to stand up and do certain things for themselves. And I see how he related it to how the church is and the neighborhood is around, you know, where you all are. And by doing that, it can cause other people to stand up. So, with that being said, I just wanted to say I thank you for at least touching on the subject of standing up and not depending on a program, but standing up on your own 2 feet, taking care of and or cultivating your land and setting that example. And I can now tune back in by, you know, online and listen to the program. But it was just so important what you said.
Okay, we hope it inspires you to pass the word along, because that's very important too, to encourage people to do a very strong statement in your life, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't need you to take care of me. I know how to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller on hold. That phone is 2929. And would you please give your name, where you are calling from, and your comment for tonight? Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Okay. But we're going to move on. Yeah, but information that you want to pass on, and also things that you want to do for yourself. Because it's very important to know how to picture of yourself. We have dropped the ball in so many as a people. We conditioned ourselves. We got so excited to cook. We got so excited that now it's not given. There's a Jamie Johnson on the line. James Johnson. On the line, we have comments.
Can you hear me? Pastor Thompson? Hello?
Hi.
I think we have a bad connection today. How are you, Pastor Thompson? I'll try again to connect again. Take care.
Okay. Working on it, try to get it out. But nonetheless, I think calling. So, talking about food, growing your own food, providing for yourself. So, that's just something that is in this life, and I take on myself. Everybody needs to be responsible. Knowing how to teach vital. And as the other father has said, quarter. Yeah, Thomas. What's going to happen? Because the way she's going, programs aren't going to be available forever. When not doing anything for her. Because it's not like the program is getting it and getting on our feet and off of it. That we're getting the worst of the worst, hanging on, passing that on, pass that on from generation to generation. Solid. Something that always, when the time comes where you can't grow nothing, nobody will be able to grow nothing. Everybody going to be in a bad place. But believe you, I'm talking about. There's people making billions. Bird's Eye, one of them. Seaway, they making billions off of food products. But I'm talking about you saving good money in your pocket and getting a product that you can be proud of, product that gives some your family also. That together and provide for themselves, even if the little ones are too little to get in there and work, and they'll be better children to you, and they see their table is set by their parents. When they see the garden process, yeah, where their food come from, who it come from, they'll be more respectful of you and of each other. It's just so many the family that you don't understand. You think it's violence, games of violence, drugs, all of that as just tearing up the family. But I mean, so what the drugs? What happens before the violence? Something happens to bring it into life. And it broke down before it got on drugs. Family broke down before violence and guns. Family broke down before that. Then all these guns and violence and drugs wouldn't be playing a part in it right now. Am I saying there would never be a family? It wouldn't be like it is today if the family had not already been broken down. These little things, free programs, you know, other people putting their hands, raising your children. left hearing in the face. It makes you look not able. It doesn't make you look like a responsible, respectable people. We all know in our front of situations, but our problem is we managed because we thought we were getting over. We thought we knew how to work the program, work the system. I'm telling you now, it ain't nothing is, you don't get anything a show tonight. Nothing is free. It ain't a call, and a great call. This is why a lot of these programs come into effect. They know what they call, but they have to make it so they don't call. So, I know we're talking about garbage, but we're still talking about garbage. Know that all of these things play a part where we are today. Or not. Plays a part in why our children don't learn manner of a hungry child can't learn. A child that's down the street can't be obedient. So we are messing up on so many avenues. We don't responsible to take care of our children. That's the woman. To know how to get the precious for her family. Very, very vital. Something back to me. I tell you, I'm not always waving over a stove. However, come to eat or take it out the fridge. I don't want to throw it in the microwave. Although I have, if I feel like doing it, we all had those days. That should not be good. No nutritional value at all. And if you don't believe me, a couple of people, they'll tell you about it. Like the doctors. What's that other doctor's name? Not Dr. Fisher. Dr. Oz and all of these things. A few medical magazines. That frozen food and all this, it has positively too much salt, too much sugar, and it's just not a source of food. A lot of times, the fruit section, all of these things, again, broccoli, spinach, better than a chicken nugget. If it's frozen or canned, you really have lost most of the food. Value. Dirt. Throwing that dirt. A main source to our family. Worried about, you know, what if it don't grow? Guaranteed it will grow. Because it's God ordained. God said you put a seed. The
water.
Go ahead, caller. God ordained.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was just listening to the Planting and Growing Your Own Foods today.
Go ahead, caller. God ordained.
Hello. Hello, and that is a great program.
Yes, I was just listening to the Planting and Growing Your Own Foods today.
Go ahead, caller. God ordained.
Hello, and that is a great program.
When I was growing up, we grew everything.
Hello, and that is a great program. When I was growing up, we grew everything.
And I would like to be able to do that again today with young people involved in the community and on so many streets. It is a great idea.
And I would like to be able to do that again today. With young people involved in the community and on so many streets. It is a great idea. And I would like to be able to do that.
Thank you. I would like to work with this program. Have a great evening.
All right, you there? As long as you got dirt, water, or all that we're going to talk about today. Another show on this. This is actually the planning. Because we had difficulties with the rest of this. But next week's show, and we're going to talk about getting smart in the park. Getting smart in the park. Going to tell us who want to listen in. This is something forward to, guys. I can give you coming in July, so it has you have plenty to get it in your schedule. He's going to tell us a whole lot more about this, how long it's going on. Purpose of it. That on. Right. All the right here. Don't have. But we thank you very much for the show. I hope somebody is encouraged, ready to go out there and do what you got to do. It don't take a lot of space, especially if you just start. Just something that you like. Oh, one little to rocky, something like that. Miracle that'll form right before your very eyes. Put it in the garden. A little bit of attention. We'll encourage you to go a little bit further. So again, us to sign off. So we will be back on Friday. You guys have a great week. Start growing some.